Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Caseville City Council will be meeting at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, April the 13th, at the Municipal Building at 6767 Main Street. The meeting will begin with a public hearing regarding proposed ordinance changes regarding public comments and correspondence. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a presentation of the proposed 2027 budget and to consider allowing Tracy Innes to host a special event at 6815 South Main Street for up to 4 food vendors. There's also a proposal to repeal the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act ordinance. And in other news for today, 3 Huron County townships will continue to fight mosquitoes. APM has contracted with Caseville, Fairhaven, and Sebring townships to provide a mosquito abatement program for their 2026 season. The suppression program consists of treating standing water to control mosquito larvae that is then followed up with truck spraying of roads and streets to control adult mosquito populations, as well as doing disease surveillance. Treatment of standing water normally continues through April before changing over to ULV spraying. The chemicals that are used only impact mosquitoes. Also, APM will use drones to treat phragmites starting in May. For any questions or more information, you can call 989-426-2420 or toll free at 1-877-276-4714 or go to www.advancedmosquito.com. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. The Unionville-Sebring Area School District's Board of Education has accepted some staff resignations during their most recent meeting. The board accepted the resignations of high school teachers Nanette Beagle and Jason Beagle with regret, and the resignations of special education teacher Marcy LaValle and varsity basketball and middle school track coach Chuck Arnold were also accepted with regret. And Vincent Skelfo has been hired as a new paraprofessional. And another news for today. Cassidy Village officials approved a community cleanup day on May the 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The collection site will be at the village's municipal parking lot behind 6505 Main Street. The council also approved hosting a collection of unwanted tires on the same day and same hours at the municipal parking lot. The tire collection is limited to 8 tires per person and no truck tires over 48 inches in height or 12 inches wide will be accepted. Tires will be collected from the Tuscola County residents but not from the businesses. The collection may end sooner than 1 p.m. if the truck is full. To participate, a proof of residency in Cass City may be required for the cleanup, and proof of being a Tuscola County resident may be needed for the tire collection. The tire collection is being offered in coordination with the Cass City Police Department, the Cass City Village, the Tuscola County Recycling Center, and the Tuscola County Mosquito Abatement Program. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, April the 12th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.